Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're continuing our journey through with Joseph today, our text from Genesis chapter 41. I'm going to hone in, though, on those last few verses that were read, the naming of Joseph's children. We don't oftentimes think of this all that much. Are you a part of the 10% that practices gratitude in the population? Or are you a part of the 90% that doesn't practice gratitude and thanksgiving? Where do those numbers come from? Luke 17, 11 through 19. You may know the passage pretty well. Jesus encounters 10 lepers that have they have this disease that separates them from the community and from all kind of social and religious life. Jesus doesn't heal them right away, but sends the lepers off to the priests so that they can check it off as far as the ceremonial cleaning practices of the day. And as they're walking to the priests, Jesus gave them an opportunity to obey his request. And as they're walking to the priest, all of them are healed, it tells us. But as you may recall from that passage, how many went back to thank Jesus? Do you remember? One. Okay, so there's scientific polling there, all right? There's the scientific study. 10% gave gratitude, 90% didn't practice gratitude and thanksgiving. Why? The Bible doesn't tell us why those individuals didn't go back to Jesus. Were they caught up with all the busyness of life? Did they have to go back to the family farm to take care of chores? Did they think that the illness that they had, the leprosy, really wasn't that big of a deal and they didn't need to give thanksgiving back to Jesus? Did they think that time had passed by and Jesus had forgotten about what he had done and there really wasn't any need to go back and say thank you? The text doesn't tell us why they didn't go back. They just didn't. Now, one thing is for sure. Joseph is a part of the 10%. Are you? I think he was a part of the 10% because we have this little passage, Genesis chapter 41, in which there's a flying by detail about Joseph's wife. He marries an Egyptian woman given to him by Pharaoh. And then he names his two children. Did you catch their names? Now, I don't know, names mean something because you're making a decision that's going to stay there for the rest of your life. Like kind of like Texas Governor Jim Hogg. Do you know what he named his daughter? Yeah, he did it. Ima. His daughter's name was Ima. Look it up. Now, Joseph, when he names his children, this is back in the 19th century when he did that. I don't know if that was an appropriate name, but this is a true story. Joseph names his children this, Manasseh, which means God caused me to forget my affliction. And then his second son, he names Ephraim, which means God caused me to be fruitful in my affliction. See, from those names, you get a picture of the heart of Joseph, gratitude and thanksgiving for these gifts. I think there are clear reasons why we don't always practice gratitude, and sometimes we do fall into the 90% category. First off, don't you think that it's sometimes just easier to complain and critique than to offer thanks? Maybe you've seen it in someone, the word of criticism just flies so easily, the tone and their mannerism, it just comes so natural to us. Sometimes giving thanks is kind of a hard thing to do. Kind of like this, the food that was served, it really wasn't that good, it's not up to my standards. Or the home that I'm living in, it's just not all that great, it's not what I'm used to. Or the family that I was given, boy, they really caused a lot of problems in my life and made life difficult. Those are common complaints. By the way, do you realize that Joseph could have uplifted those complaints in his own life and criticism, those criticisms? What's interesting about Joseph is this. He never complains. He never offers up a criticism. I'm sure the food in prison wasn't all that spectacular when he was thrown down there. I'm sure the pit that he lived in wasn't all that spectacular, didn't have a lot of windows, I'm imagining. I'm pretty sure that his family was dysfunctional. Father Jacob was a weak father. Didn't involve himself in the activities of his son, favored one son over the others, favored another son quite a bit over the other sons. When one of the sons is lost, he doesn't even engage himself in finding him. Yet what is, and none of us would come to the conclusion that this is strange if Genesis chapter 42 was just a listing of Joseph's complaints in life. That wouldn't be strange. He had a lot of things to uplift. But never, in Genesis 37 to Genesis 50, never does he complain. Never does Joseph criticize. A heart of thanksgiving Joseph has. Now, there's another reason why we fall into the 90%. Got a couple more reasons here that I want to share. Don't you think it's sometimes that we think that we deserve to be treated better? Jan, if you can go ahead and pull up that first slide here. I have a quote here from Harriet Beecher Stowe. She wrote this. This is a famous quote. Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote this: "A proud man seldom practices gratitude, for he thinks that what he has is less than what he deserves." Would you agree with that quote? Is that interesting? Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote that. When you think about Joseph, he could have said a whole bunch of things about what he deserved in life. We all could say certain things. We could say, boy, with my pedigree and my background and family history, I deserve to be treated really well. Or we could say, with how hard I worked and how much I earned, I deserve recognition and respect in the community. Or we could say something like this: with my skill set, I should receive high praise in the best position in life. Do you realize that Joseph could have said all those things? Never does Joseph say, "I deserve it." He could have said, "Hey, everybody, did you know that I'm the great-grandson of Abraham?" He was. Never does he say it. You know, Joseph could have said, "Hey, you know, I went all the way from the bottom of prison and worked my way all the way up to the top of Egypt as the number two man." Never does he say it. Never does he ask people to show him respect because he deserved it. See, I actually think if Joseph were to rewrite Harriet Beecher's quote, he'd put it this way: "A humble man practices gratitude, for he believes that everything that he has is an undeserved gift." That's Joseph. Beautiful heart. I think sometimes we fall also into the 90% category because sometimes we've gone through such loss in the past and such difficulty behind us that it's hard to be grateful, isn't it? You could almost get a picture here that Joseph could have listed a whole bunch of problems that he had gone through in life. Like if Genesis chapter 43 just listed again all the problems that Joseph experienced, it wouldn't bother us in the reading of the text. Like he was orphaned at a critical age in life in his teenage years, or he was sent into slavery down to Egypt and really suffered greatly. Or if Genesis 44 talked about how he was falsely accused by his employer and treated poorly, this sort of thing. But you see, never does Joseph list the problems of his past. He's grateful.